So many mics.
Hello? We need mics.
Oh, aren't they there? Oh.
Look at it, it's burning like incense. I feel like I'm at the church.
We're all gonna go.
Is the cameras on?
Yeah.
Stuart, you need to be more serious on this podcast.
Serious.
You need to sit the fuck up.
Serious Black.
He was their friend.
He was their friend.
He betrayed them.
He was their friend.
He was their friend.
Me and my white roommates are watching Black Panther tonight.
Oh,
Wakanda
Forever?
Wait,
number two? Number one.
Oh, I've never seen number one.
Number one's
my
good.
My roommates want to see number two, so they're like...
We need to watch number one.
Yeah, or else you're going to be lost.
Why do they want to watch it?
I don't know, it seems a little racist.
It is racist.
The but movie so we're watching
watch?
It.
They want to watch it. No, they want to watch it because it's not like Robbie's making you watch it. They want to watch it so they can be like, yeah, we've seen Black Panther. We love
Of course we've seen it. We're doing our homework.
It's so problematic.
You don't need to see it.
I'm excited about the second one.
I saw it in class.
Why?
In the class.
And then our other roommate hasn't seen the first. I haven't seen the first.
Why are they excited?
I don't know. They like, I don't know. I'm not going to defend them. I don't like them.
They can defend themselves.
I'm arguing with Stuart.
You're arguing with me when I don't have a leg to stand on. Like, I don't care.
No legs.
I wish I cared.
Maddie, is your mic
on? You haven't seen Drumline?
That's a huge mistake.
You haven't seen Stomp the Yard?
No. Nope.
Yes, of course.
That's
no.
my favorite movie.
I love
Chris
B2K.
I've seen Save the Last Dance, though.
Of course you have.
I miss those dance movies.
Oh, that's
all
a good
of the dance.
So good.
Step Up.
That hip hop, Julia Stiles.
You Got Served.
Oh my God.
Oh, wait, with Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, You Got Served like, is the B2K one.
That one's Bring
It
On.
But it was like
all
a
or nothing.
Of crumping.
All right, let's go.
Hayden Panettiere was also in.
It's something. So funny.
She was so 2000s hot.
And that's it. She peaked.
I think her hobby is
like
Ukrainian.
I don't
know why I know that.
Or like little.
Like we're
Let's start.
I thought we did start.
Like Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, we did.
We're talking into the mic.
We just talked into the mics right here. We are ready to go.
Alrighty,
what's up,
let's
everyone?
Go.
It's that time of the week. Did you guys forget how much fun we had last week?
No, I loved it.
When we were riffing and raffing. Okay,
I loved riffing
I don't
and
remember
raffing.
Having fun.
Oh.
I don't remember having fun on this podcast.
That's because you have a demonic soul.
Ain't nothing going on in there. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm talking.
What's going on? Do I have to talk like into this?
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
I can talk whatever.
So yeah. What's up, everyone? We all decided we don't like that chair. So now we're all on the couch. I said, Ashley goes,
the chair.
Maddie, get up. And I said, no, you go sit in the chair. And she's like, no. Now we're just all on the couch. Because you know what? The chair makes you feel like James Corden. It makes you feel like... And so,
as fat as James Corden.
It makes me feel, yeah, it makes me feel fat. The armrest is not good. As you guys know, I still have a broken arm, but no one seems to care in this house.
I keep forgetting.
You keep doing TikTok dances, looking all good. So I'm like, oh, she's back to normal. She's like,
I know.
I made you look.
Oh, stop. That song was stuck in my head all weekend and I wanted to blow my brain.
What song
down.
Is that?
The Meghan Trainor?
I could have my Gucci.
I could have my big tits out. That's how it was. Dude, Meghan Trainor is obsessed with like
the
doo-wop. All about that bass, by that bass, no travel. Oh, dude, can I tell you guys? I realized that I needed to turn my life around when I did a show, and when they brought me up, they played All About That Bass.
No,
that was in 2017, and on stage, I
so
thought
bad.
I'm downloading. My fitness pal again tonight.
That's so bad.
And that's when your weight loss journey began.
Yeah, and everyone else got like, bring him out, bring him out, bring him out. And then it's like, Maddie Smith, because you know I'm all about big ass Ann Taylor Loft clothes, pulling through leggings and a massive fucking sweater, thinking I'm hiding my body.
And they're like, we see it.
They're like, oh, we see it.
Turn up the lights a little more.
You are filling out. You are filling out a large cardigan, motherfucker. We need to put this on the real part. The Emily Ratajkowski is dating Pete Davidson.
Wait.
What's going on? What do you guys think? I mean, it's all PR. I think
I don't
Pete
know who
a-
she is.
It's all PR.
You don't know?
You guys just looked at me like I said I don't know who God is.
She's.
Do you want to be involved in media?
No,
commentary.
Like, no, 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 I don't.
You'll like her.
You'll think she's hot.
I don't
let me
need
show
sex.
You her Instagram.
But I don't think so. I saw that she was. I don't think she's hot at all.
Really?
Shot. Okay, this is
she
piss
does
me
kind
off.
Of look like artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
she looks like an alien.
Ex Machina.
But obviously, if I met her, I would be like,
she looks like Ex Machina.
Yeah, she do.
scroll through. Yes, you do. So I actually go back and forth with her, but I do. I'm liking her right now.
She's. They've both been pretty eloquent on TikTok.
Yeah, she's really eloquent.
Her lips are in the wrong. You can't argue with what they're saying.
Her lips are in the wrong place.
Yeah, lip flip.
Because she looks like she got a pussy lips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pussy on her face. She's like,
that was Emily Ratajkowski's lips.
No, I hate this for him. Why is he doing this?
She's like the hottest girl right now, though.
He's dating all these women that just are using him for his like clout.
He's dating me next.
It makes me happy that they're all in their 30s.
It is cool. It's nice that they're our age. Like Julia Fox is our age. You're like, cool.
Here's the thing about Pete. It's like, I think he goes crazy later on, but I think at the beginning, he's so sweet.
Yeah.
He's sensitive. He introduces you to his mom right away. He gets you. He was on the Kardashians getting Kim her favorite coffee.
And then it's like, where are you? I'm freaking out. And then he's like, I'm having a panic attack.
And then he freaks out. And I think he smokes too much weed, unfortunately. And the girls are like, okay, this was cool at first. And now it's too
I agree. It was cool at first. You were normal. You were everywhere. You were like, holy shit, hot. And then it.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like narcissism. But a little bit different. When they get they love them. It's everything you ever want. And then it's like, gets weird.
Yeah.
Because every time I see, she's Irish.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's it going? He's like, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. So I didn't
know.
You know what I mean?
I understood every word.
Subtitles on everything.
You literally.
I understood every word.
Like that. I was stirring being like,
I literally understood every word.
We should do a video that's like best friends talking to each other when they don't want to. Drop
you
at a restaurant. Like,
oh my god!
Best friends are gossiping.
But you know that they were on Saturday Night Live.
I was at a restaurant and it was these two annoying fuckers talking about comedy and talking about comedians that we know.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Who?
Ashley?
Did you understand it? No. Yeah.
Oh, really? Wait, yeah. Oh, berries, you said, though.
No.
Not being like
no.
Oh, someone.
All right, you guys are not even understanding each other.
Yeah.
So it's not even like you are.
It's over.
I think I'm having a seizure.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, though. She's like, ain't me.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling in my ear?
Sorry. Wait, that's such a funny video. We should make it. We should make it this week. Going back and forth. And
Yeah.
And then he said no, anyway, she's famous though. Like
I know.
She's like Fendi shoot.
Nah, I know.
You're just
Chanel.
Like you're everyone, people know who you are. It's crazy. I recently visited that Instagram profile.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit.
Killing it.
Cool.
Straight killing it.
Cool. Really, like it's cool to start young.
Yeah, to be a young little hot thing on the red carpet.
Before the podcast, I said I'm getting my PhD's nuts. Then you said PhD diesel.
Because we were talking about weed.
We were talking about weed. And you said, you go like sour. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Like, what do you think? I thought you meant denim.
No, I thought you meant diesel.
I thought you meant fuel for a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Diesel. I thought you meant Ben.
Did you ever hear the Lisa Traeger joke where she's like, girls shouldn't hang out alone because when I went on a road trip with my girlfriends, we put diesel in.
Yeah. What I used to be confused. I was like, which one?
No one tells us.
Unleaded?
No one tells. Yeah.
You're driving a Honda. What do you think you need diesel for?
No one explains it to us. They're just like, go get gas. And the first time you get gas without anyone telling you, you're like, I don't know. Unleaded? Can I have unleaded?
Unleaded.
Unleaded.
Well, you look at your car. If you got a regular ass car, then you put regular. That's how it goes. How it goes.
Sometimes you don't know.
And you have to do this.
You don't know if a Corolla is regular.
Does it ruin the car?
It's a special car. You think it's special.
Why?
Because your mom rode it for a while. You say, there's no way this is regular. My mom drove stick for a second. That was a nightmare.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
That's something women should not do.
Yep. Janine Wilder driving stick on the way to New Jersey.
Janine Wilder now.
She was wildering.
On the highway.
And her eyes got so heavy that we had to pull over and she tried to teach me stick last minute on a drive to New Jersey. It didn't work out, but I was like, you motherfucker. You can't teach someone stick in 10 minutes.
Janine Wilder.
Drama.
Right.
Drama.
The drama.
It's like, we need you to step up, Maddie. And it's like, I can't drive stick in 15 minutes.
I have my permit.
Janina not, would be a woman that drives stick.
And she would. Yeah. So and she's hot. Also a woman who gets behind the wheel for a road trip and within 40 minutes is like, I have to pull over. And my dad has driven 10 hours and she's driven 45 minutes out of that whole trip. And they just take it. You know why?
Got the gluck gluck.
Oh, yeah. Gluck gluck.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
Anywho, so we have Toronto coming up day after Thanksgiving, November 25th. And then in December, I'm going to be at Comics Mohegan. So come out and play the slots and then stuff it into my slot. I'm looking at the wrong camera. And then Wilmington, North Carolina. And all the girls are coming to Zany's Nashville in January.
Woo! Woo!
And then we're going to D.C. And then you're coming with me to Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So we got a mix and a mash of everyone. So come on out, MaddieSmithComedy.com for shows, motherfucker. Woo-woo. Any announcements for you guys?
No. None at all.
Stuart?
No. We'll be in San Antonio. But yeah. This will come out after that.
Yeah, so if we saw you in San Antonio, thank y'all. We probably had a time and a half.
We definitely
I'm
going to
predict
had,
it now. We
thank
had,
y'all. We had a good time. I'll be in San Francisco next weekend doing shows on the weekend.
At what club?
Cobb's. And then... I think.
Do
and
they
then,
have salads?
I think so. I don't really know good. The whole details. They're like, get it. They're like, look.
I don't know details about them
either. I don't really know any details. But if you're in San Francisco, DM
Cobb's Comedy Club. Stuart will probably post about it on I'll her Instagram. She'll announce it. Come out if you're in San Fran.
San Fran.
Okay, now let me tell you, speaking
you're
of
you're not gigs, supposed to say San Fran.
Why?
You're supposed to say SF. San Fran is like so embarrassing.
Is it really?
I and learned why is this that? The hard way.
Why?
I don't know. They just don't say San Fran.
Okay, no problem.
Isn't that crazy? Noted. I always was like, San Fran.
Yeah, it's
so
funny.
Fun.
And yeah, but like, San Francisco no. people are
weird. They're so weird. They have all the weird little
again,
names.
Again, the West Coast. I'm like, you guys are weird.
They are weird. They're like Vermont people
yeah,
that are like
but there's a whole state
smarter.
And it's sunny, so they all have fucking sandals on. And
yeah. Ooh.
Stuff.
Sandals. I don't want to see men's feet. Okay.
Stuart goes, sandals. Oh my God. So many feet in Florida.
You guys all caught up on White Lotus?
Yes.
You seen three?
I'm done with the second. I finished the second.
Okay.
The third one came out when?
It's a Sunday.
Oh.
I just watched it, literally this morning.
Oh, okay.
Well, last night.
No. I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's, at first, when it came on, I was like, this show is bad.
That's what I said. About the
because,
second season.
Yeah, about the second yeah, season.
It was
because
a little like...
They going? Really raised my red flags when they hired, like, of course, Jennifer Coolidge is back. And, like, right. everyone...
And she's kind of, like, even Jennifer more Coolidge, Jennifer Coolidge. But you can tell, like, everything's, like, a meme.
You can tell it's very made
That's what
for
you said. Sure. Made for memes.
It's, like, made for Twitter culture. And then, like, Christopher Moltisanti's in it. Yeah. And then, like, Aubrey Plaza. But then, actually, after the second and third episode, I've kind of been, like... This is actually a good show because you never, right. the thing with that show is you don't know what's going to happen.
And you never know what people are going to say next.
I know.
So it's kind of, it's just like watching things unfold and you have to watch the slow episode so that the tea feels hotter
exactly.
later on. So I do get the build up because probably by the seventh episode, we're going to be like,
what the fuck? What I like about yeah. the show too is that it's something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
And we you know that.
It's really ominous, but you don't know.
And you're trying to like figure out what the bad is. Yeah. You're like, okay, this can go bad. That also can go bad. Yeah. Like you're just seeing like so many things.
I know.
That
I'm like, are
bad.
The couples gonna fuck each other?
Right.
I think
or what's
so.
Gonna happen?
Like
with the
guy and Aubrey.
I think that the yeah. her husband's yeah. kind of wild out.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I kind of know a little more than you guys, but not fully
yeah.
anything.
He's hot okay. though. His body.
The Asian guy.
Yeah.
So fine.
Will Sharp.
When he was running through the streets,
I didn't see that.
He came in
episode.
And he was taking a shower in front of her. I'm like,
and then he was jerking off. Will remember? Yeah. And then he put his underwear, and his dick was huge. I don't know if they gave him.
Wait, I didn't see the dick.
The imprint, yeah.
I must have looked down at my phone.
Because he's Asian?
No.
Please, I'm trying to keep this really family friendly.
This is a family friendly episode.
This is PG.
Brought to you by GrandRapids.com.
GrandRapids.com, check
Travel,
it out.
Grand
I will say I had a wonderful meal at, what is it, Amore Trattiano. In Grand Rapids. The host, Chef Jenna, made me the best gnocchi I've ever had in my life. It was light
what
and
kind of
thick
sauce?
At the same time. You ever have light gnocchi?
Yes.
It's like
pillow.
Yeah,
mild
like,
to test the tortilla.
Like it melts in your mouth. So I had that with a vodka sauce and rice balls that had the melted mozzarella in the middle.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hey, pretty.
I had good Italian last night.
Where? But nothing beats a West Village fucking
nothing
checker
beats a West Village.
Meal.
I had fish di terra pistoria
oh.
in the East Village.
What is that?
Fish
it's
therapist?
A random fish therapist, Pretoria.
Blow, blow. You need to fix your life. Blow, 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 blow. Blow, blow, blow. Maybe you should quit drinking. Blow, blow, blow.
Have you thought about calling your mom? Blah, 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 blah.
What is this?
It's the fish therapist. That's what the restaurant was called. Oh! Wait, we didn't even mention that Stuart and I were on Robbie's podcast last week. That was the highest I've been in a while. I apologize, Stuart. I was actually having an existential crisis while we were recording.
Don't apologize. They are so high.
No, I was sitting there like, holy shit, what's happening? Like, so Figs high. And Robbie are like nuts. They go. They go and go. And I was just like, did they seem okay, happy with the episode?
Yeah. I was they're high like out very of my happy mind. With the episode.
Some, that fucking 25 year old gave me like the heaviest weed I had in a minute.
Oh,
the
fucking real shit.
Yeah. They on that real shit.
Not that dispensary
no,
shit.
No, that's that shit I do like.
That's the black real, market real. Shit.
So if you guys want to check Stuart and I out on Figs and Rob's.
Young Guns.
Oh.
It's called Young Guns.
I thought it was called Robin Figs.
That's like their Instagram handle.
Oh, okay.
But it's called Young Guns.
Okay, so check us out on the Young Guns. I'm higher than a fucking
Yeah, go on over there. See what happens.
Are the comments mean or anything?
No, the comments are great.
Okay. I thought you were high.
I did read the live chat and someone called me a blow puffer fish.
Oh, blub, blub.
Blub, 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 blub. So they were like, redhead puffer fish. It's a no for me. I'm like, LOL. I'm like, I feel the same. No. I'm like, I'm not even mad at you.
No,
I'm like,
they didn't.
Real recognize real.
I know. When people are like, Maddie's voice is annoying. I'm like, I know. I can't take it.
Yeah, when people are like, Stuart looks like a potato. I'm like, I know. I've been telling people. Everyone's like, no, you're beautiful. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I look like a potato.
I'm a potato.
I'm a beautiful potato. I just want to eat.
I just want to eat.
So what happened at Fish Therapist?
Oh, it was so good. It was just like a nice little Italian meal. I always forget to get Italian food.
I love Italian.
I always think of like sushi or like something else, but I never think of Italian.
I love Italian food. Get
a couple starters and a plate.
I know. I actually didn't get enough food. I wish I had gotten more.
Right. So what did you get? And you went with Rob?
Some pasta, yeah.
Rob's?
I got some pasta and he got veal. Baby cow.
Veal?
No.
Is veal baby cow? I thought it was lamb.
And they tie their legs together.
It's like a really horrible thing.
Then what's lamb?
Yeah. Lamb is lamb.
Baby sheep.
That's good to know.
Lamb is lamb.
Chicken?
Chicken made out. Wait, we kind of had a crazy week last week, though.
Dude, we got crazy.
This week has been insane.
I had a crazy week. We had a crazy week.
Crazy. I don't even remember what we did. Monday versus Tuesday versus Wednesday versus Thursday versus Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, we went out hard at the cellar on Tuesday.
Stuart, we went out. We were at the cellar till 2 a.m.
Was that Monday?
I had to not put in avails this week. I was like, you guys need to forget about me for a second.
This is literally, we were at the cellar
We were like, pee-lee. We were like fucking acting. I was like,
When you called me on the phone, you're like, yeah, me and Stuart were at the cellar. I said, did you get wings? You're like, no, but we got drinks and we got kicked out.
We didn't get wings, but we got drunk.
Sherrod made me take multiple shots.
We were wild. I was drinking a spiked hot chocolate. I was like, what?
A spiked hot chocolate?
I know, you got a hot chocolate. I didn't even realize it was spiked.
Yeah, yeah.
But then this is so I
whipped
woke
cream
up
all over
the next morning. And
the seller had said, you are not allowed at our club anymore.
You are never allowed in. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Oh my God. No. I believed it.
They
I
was like, we're passing you immediately. You're hilarious.
You're hilarious. Do you want to host?
Literally. No,
what did you do?
So my work was crazy last week and we were going out every night for New York Comedy Festival and like I had a busy weekend.
Yeah, the festival was last week.
And next weekend I'm going out of town for the next like 2 weeks. So I was just like all over the place. My work was crazy too, but I was supposed to be in at work at like 9 sharp. I've been pushing it at work. I've been coming in at 9:30.
And you're supposed to be at 9?
Yeah.
I was technically supposed to be at 8.
But if you go in and don't even apologize, they'll never
I don't apologize.
I used to run.
Do they actually care?
Not really. I had like a performance review and at the very end she was like, I know you do work on the weekends, so you know, I get it that sometimes you come in late.
I hate my face
I was like, yeah, I've been bad lately. She was like, just by 9 would be great.
Did your face get red?
Yeah, definitely.
My face, boy, right. Because you know like, my boss at finance was like, you've been on the internet a lot, and I was
wait, she said that?
Yeah. Work.
Wait, it was like a week before I quit.
Like on your phone?
She was like, the phone is a lot. It was like a week before I quit.
I'm on my phone a lot, but I try to hide it. But then sometimes they'll make me do stuff where I need to be on my phone. So then I'm like, which is the real?
That's why they probably haven't said anything to you.
Yeah. Because
they probably think you're doing stuff.
I would like have BuzzFeed quizzes open, like 10 tabs. like do I have herpes? Like, and
what wand are you from Harry Potter?
I got toward the end of mine, I just couldn't do anything. I was too tired. I didn't even care. I was just like, when she brought it up, I was like, okay, I'm quitting.
That's where I'm getting.
I don't want to be at somewhere where people think I'm like slacking. So I was just like, all right, you've said it. I'm done.
You're like, because I am.
Yeah. then a week later, I was like, I'm leaving. I was like, I'm not going to stay at somewhere where they're disappointed in me because that makes me feel like dirty.
I feel dirty at work.
Yeah, when you get the scrolling pointed out, you're like, all right.
When they kind of call out your flaws and you're like, yeah, you know what? I hate this place.
Yeah, and mine was like, my boss said something to me and I was like, I got to get out of here. I don't like when people don't like me in that way.
I know.
And you know people are talking about you.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But you also probably hate the fact that you're like, yeah, like you can't even defend yourself.
No, you can't.
Because they're right.
Yeah, you're
like, so you're like, I just got to go.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to go. Yep. Yeah.
The guilt.
Yeah. Am I a narcissist?
No. I do the same.
Especially as a shit job, you're like, all right.
I'm like, you made it awkward. Now I gotta go.
That was years ago. Yeah, I just quit.
I literally want to be like, why'd you have to? I'm doing everything you want me to.
I forgot to mention it. I gotta go now.
And we had the open floor plan where motherfuckers, and I was around the corner, so always had to like hear for.
I am like fucking right by the men's bathroom. So I walk in and out. I'm trying to do my newly.
Right.
My clothing rental.
Yeah, she's trying to do her clothing rental. Is that where you got the hat from?
No. I got the hat on Depop.
Oh, Stuart's been ootin' a boot.
I know. I got this actually for a while. You haven't seen me wear this?
No.
I wear this actually like a lot.
Is that lips or chicken wings?
It's little lips. Oh, the New York thing.
It's crab. It's lobster hands.
Wait, y'all have lobster anywhere? I've never seen it.
This
all the time.
Is that a lobster roll? Is the
I'm hungry. Don't say
I know
that.
I'm hungry.
Why are we always hungry here?
Wait, it's 5 p.m. It's dinner time.
It's dinner time.
Listen. So what had happened was we were at the cellar late.
And, oh yeah, we're at the cellar.
And that was on Wednesday night or Tuesday night.
I don't know.
What was the night we went to Joey Rosa's?
That was Monday night, wasn't it? Because we went to the New York Comedy Club show. You guys left me there And then the next night we went to the stand.
What was the night
we did? And I had gotten dinner. Oh, Wednesday was the stand because I had gotten dinner with my agent at Strip House near Union Square. Had the best meal.
Wednesday. Okay, so
Wednesday,
that was
Wednesday. We went out to the stand and the cellar.
And
it was the stand and then the cellar.
Yes.
Remember because we were at the table and I was like, I'm tired.
Yes.
I was tired. I was cranky. But then and I was like, what?
Then a shout out to Kayla and you were like, hello.
Yeah.
I know. I'm always like, I'm not going to drink tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I will be mean to everyone if
me
I don't
too.
Drink.
I'm like, give me a beer because
I'm like, I need a drink, so I'll be nice to
that's
these
how
people.
I feel.
You're like, I can't stand these people sober.
Yeah.
That's how I
feel. I feel like that sometimes
that's how
too.
I felt.
Literally. Like, let me get friendly.
But the New York Comedy Festival was last week. So everyone was just like,
So yeah, and I really try not. I don't normally drink when I have to go into the office the next day, but like this week was just like fuck it.
Right.
And I woke up at like 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Obviously supposed to be at work at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I woke up at 8:30, hungover, feeling like all no moisture in the body, and literally like that little like turtle that's like literally that was me. And I woke up at 8:30 and I sent an email. The title of the email said doctor's appointment. And then in the body of the email, I said, I am running late from a dentist's appointment.
That's okay.
I will be back. I will be at the office at 10. Showed up at a hard 11:30.
That's okay.
Stuart.
Yeah, but you could get there and be like, Stuart. Oh my God. It was crazy.
No one said anything. They were like, hey. I'm like,
they don't care.
They know. Get other stuff done.
They know. I'm like, what is there to say?
Doctor and dentist is hilarious.
Doctor on the title, dentist in the body. I'm like, oh my God. And I have a real dentist appointment next week. I'll obviously have to cancel.
Stuart's having so many appointments. How many times can your grandma die?
Literally.
How many times you need to see a dentist? They're right? Sure, is he good?
An infection.
Literally, I need to do like a broken arm.
You should be like, it's crazy. I'm gonna have to get a root canal, so I'm gonna have to be out and then show up like get injections and be like, oh my God,
Show up
looking like the mummy.
When you don't plan it in advance, and then you just wake up hungover. And
I know.
Like,
it's hard.
And
it's
I was sick like 2 weeks ago, so I couldn't be sick.
Gyno's a good one because
don't say gyno though in emails.
Gross.
Because you're a lady.
Because I'm a lady.
Yeah, I know.
You're a lady. It's I don't have so a pussy. I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady. I feel like we have some topics. Caroline was talking about. She said, "What your music choice says about your attachment style,
Like the lyrics."
Yeah. Well, lately, I've been listening to Drake. I'm a loser. 21. Can you do something for me? Can you tell me my attachment style for me?
Tell me my attachment style. Yeah, what is the
attachment style of listening to hip hop?
I think it said, well,
it has a list of songs.
I'm secure, motherfucker.
No, you're
not. I'm anxious.
No, you're not.
Shut up.
No, you're not, because all the songs in The Secure, I was like, I've never listened to that song.
Okay, wait.
It's like, I'm fine.
It depends on the lyrics. So I guess there are different, the rap song, there can be different kinds of rap songs.
Give us a few examples that are in the anxious attachment style, because I run anxious, as you all know.
Wait, you know what's funny?
I run anxious. Do you guys run anxious?
Anxious avoidant. That's what all the anxious avoidant ones. I was like, oh, I listened to this song. Oh,
Stuart, I feel like you are secure.
Really?
Yep.
Insecure.
No, you're secure.
Here are some anxious songs.
Caroline's anxious attachment.
Yeah, I'm definitely anxious or anxious slash avoidant.
We have the same, like, he hasn't blah, 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 does he hate me? Mm-hmm. But then sometimes he does hate you.
Mm-hmm. Here's my thing.
Sometimes he does end up hating, like, sometimes looking back, you're like, he hated me. So what am I supposed to believe? Mm-hmm. Was it anxious attachment, or did the motherfucker just hate me?
Here's why I'm secure, is because my life is so chaotic in every other way, the man has to be normal.
Right.
I'm like, I can't have.
So secure means cutting them out when there's a weird thing. Secure, you're able to cut them out earlier.
I'll forget. Like, sometimes I'll go,
well,
like,
secure is also being like not cutting them out, because if you cut them out too quickly, it's avoidant. I just touch your tit. Mm. So I think you have a strong... Time. You've had two normal relationships in the past year, and Ashlyn has had zero. You're gay.
I've been in the most stable relationship in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here are some anxious songs.
I'll never forget when Caroline was like, oh, you and Kate can't break up. Like, I love you guys. Like, you're the only ones, or something like that. You're like, you're the only couple that I look to. And Stir goes, what about me and Robbie? She goes, I swear to God, when Robbie gets sober, it's over for you hoes.
It's over for you hoes. We're going to be the best couple.
It's and over.
Me too. Me
I
too.
Thought that was the funniest thing.
When we both get sober, it's over
for you guys.
I forgot I said that.
Joke's on you guys. It'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
That was my favorite.
Every week, Stuart and Robbie are like, We're done with drinking.
And then the next week, back at it.
And then they're in New Orleans.
Okay, so tell us the list.
Here's a list of anxious songs.
Okay, give us anxious, because I run anxious. And do not tell me Taylor Swift.
So there's Adele, Someone Like You.
Oh, never mind. Oh, Someone Like You.
Why did we do
that's
this?
That's a good karaoke.
She sent it to me.
She was like, fuck, I can't come. I have a dentist appointment.
Doctor's appointment.
Coming back for the doctor.
Doctor's appointment.
It's that stand-up.
Wait, I feel like that song is more secure. It's like, I wish nothing but the best for you.
Never mind.
Yeah. But she's lying.
But the girls that listen to it maybe have the anxious.
I don't know all the lyrics, so point. I like can't even.
I know
but,
all of them. It's like the same lyrics for like 10 minutes.
The Police, Every Breath You Take. That's like stalkery. I guess that's anxious stalker. In a way.
That's every breath you. Yeah, that's anxious. That's like borderline personality.
Yeah, then you have.
Every move you make. I'll be watching. I am for sure watching them every move they make. Right. Yeah, I'm anxious. Yeah.
So Miley Cyrus, The Wrecking Ball. I don't know the lyrics really.
I can see it. That's chaotic.
Anxious is chaotic. Avoidant is chaotic.
You come
too,
in like a wrecking ball to the relationship.
But anxious, you can really, really blow something up. Like
you can come in with your emotions. Yeah. Yes.
And
if you bury
anxious,
them, they come
you
back.
You can accuse people of stuff without meaning. It just comes from your, like,
wrecking ball vibes.
Adele.
Wrecked me.
We have another Adele. Hello. You two, one. Seether. Broken, No Doubt, Don't Speak.
Oh,
I like
Don't
Speak.
My favorite song. I'm like, this is totally
that's
me.
My song.
That's sealed
I don't
the deal.
Need your reasons. Don't tell me cause it hurts. No, I don't. Oh, I don't need your. I know you're good. I know you're good. I know you're real good. Okay. No one likes No Doubt here.
And no then the last. Me. Oh wait, Bruno Mars.
No me too.
And then Drake the Hotline body. Bling is one too.
Wait,
for what?
For hotline anxious bling. Is Hotline.
Who wrote
bling.
This? BuzzFeed.
Yeah. I don't
no, you said horrible. It to me. The Medical Press, Medical Express.
And this is why. And yet
this is why my
changes.
Doctor's appointment was at the dentist.
Right.
Because this is not medical.
Also, why are they doing studies on this? The world is melting.
melting. Yeah, and they said a secure version of a song is Sonny and Cher, I've Got You, Babe. And yeah, I'm like, how secure is that? I'm like, he dies. Oh, I'm like, she's not dead.
Yeah, but that's okay. I know.
Go to the secure ones. Go to the other ones, too. The secure ones.
Okay, yeah, secure.
It's like Michael Bublé.
I've never been in a relationship Michael where Bublé. We each got each other, babe.
Michael Bublé, yes. John Legend.
They don't got me. What is it?
I guess maybe he's secure.
All
if he can,
of me?
If he can stay with, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
John Legend is secure.
If he's staying with that crazy
Ed Sheeran.
This is secure because we're ordinary people. He doesn't put you on a pedestal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's
we
not,
don't know.
But that's, not on the list. Wait, that's not on the list.
Yes, I have something
he said
to say.
John Legend.
No, it's all of me. All of they give you the artist and the song.
Okay.
So it's the song
because
of the
for
lyrics.
Talking. Yes. Okay. Yeah, but ladies. Ordinary people is secure as well.
It is. Yes.
Okay, listen, y'all. I have something to say. Chrissy Teigen, you know, I hate her.
Okay.
But she tweeted something I agreed with.
What was it?
What was it?
She said, why do people, let me pull up the exact tweet. Basically, she said, why do people serve home fries when hash browns exist? And I agree completely.
I like home fries.
I don't like home fries.
I like home fries.
Disagree because home fries bust. That's the that's the potato.
That's like potato with peppers.
It's softer.
They bust.
But I like them when they're like a little crispy.
Ketchup on them.
Ketchup.
They have to be like really like, but I like a hash brown because they're like crunch.
They're what? Like,
they're so crunchy.
That's what I like.
This is me with a red hash skin browns, potato
in the little paper
like
bag.
From McDonald's. Those red ones. The red potatoes in the morning.
Oh, those are good. Those are good.
They're chopped up. They're chopped.
With the onions and the peppers?
Yeah.
I like that
home fries.
Them
I don't like home fries.
Those slivers are fucking nasty. That shit gets cold in a second.
Home fries.
Oh yeah, the shredded
fries,
ones are gross.
If it's cheese on
and
it,
hash brown slap.
But I will take it. Oh wait, the hash browns are the slivered ones, right?
Yeah.
No.
No, but they can also come in.
Yeah, a little cake.
Yeah, it's like a cheese. Cake. I'll do a hash brown cake from Mickey D's. Dunkin'
Mickey D's.
But what about like
you can see the grease through the paper.
That's all you're just.
We were just talking
and
about
and it's
that.
The first thing you eat in the morning with an OJ and you're like, I'm gonna go.
You're like, oh my god.
This hash brown is the best thing I had in my entire life.
Literally.
Yeah, hash brown when you're hungover.
It's so good.
Saw the salt and the
so you don't like home fries?
No.
Really? Yeah, you do. You like potatoes?
No.
Do you like roasted potatoes?
If I go somewhere, I like roasted potatoes, but if I go somewhere for breakfast, I like won't touch my home fries.
What?
I'll touch them for you.
I'll touch them. Let me touch your home fries.
Home fries?
Yo, let me touch that home fry and put some ketchup on.
I'll put my fingers in your home fries.
I'll take the ones, like at Denny's when they come all shredded on your plate. Yes. I'll do that with the cheese on it, with the American cheese melt.
Or you do that. Let me tell you something. If you do that and some syrup hits on it,
you're
it's okay.
Fucking nuts.
It's okay.
Oh. If some syrup hits those hash browns, if
syrup hits anything,
it's
okay.
Syrup, it's just my syrup all over. Like a McGriddle is the perfect sandwich. Oh. It has that pancake in the.
I don't like a McGriddle.
You don't?
I'm crazy, you guys. I'm embarrassed.
I would buy just that, just the breads part of it, the breads with the syrup in it. That shit is genius. No one talks
like
about the McGriddle
meat.
Being genius.
I don't like salty and sweet combined.
Really?
Unless it's a very specific.
You don't like bacon and syrup combined?
No, that's
okay,
fine.
Okay,
no, that's
yeah.
fine.
Oh yeah.
That's fine.
Like a bacon donut. Oh, we're crazy. We're in Portland.
You know what's disgusting?
Voodoo.
Voodoo donuts.
The bacon with like cinnamon sugar that Dunkin' has. Disgusting.
Oh, I've seen that. I saw that at the airport and I said, nah.
Is that like
you
said, diabetes.
No. Yeah, and I said, I'll have two.
Yeah.
Like the sugar cured kind or something? Or is it just covered in sugar?
It's like powdered. It's like on it. It's so
from
gross.
I'm looking it up.
It is so. I love bacon. I love cinnamon. But those things do not go
together. I have a bone to pick with Dunkin'. I said this morning I was walking
every day.
To
Why
Manhattan. I was walking
there?
To the train.
It should be shut down.
I go there. I support them.
I went there
I
today and
too.
I said, let's go to Dunkin'. I haven't been really too much to one in my neighborhood. I said, let's go to Dunkin'. I sometimes have to go to Dunkin' to remember I have free will. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I would not be automatically going there. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm controlling me.
Yeah.
I get you guys know I drink black coffee in the morning. I take my first sip. It's filled with sugar. She put sugar in it. Is there anything worse than black coffee with sugar in it?
Sugar.
That's bad.
It out.
That's okay.
If it's milk and sugar, yes.
Yeah.
But just black.
But not black with sugar.
I was so annoyed. I'm never going to Dunkin' again.
That's
shocking.
I hate it when it's like iced coffee and there's like sugar at the bottom.
Oh, I know.
And you suck up. Oh, just grains.
I've also been really fucking up and putting a ton of cinnamon. on my coffee, but then it all gathers at the bottom. And it's really weird.
Okay.
Yeah, that happened to me last night. I got ash all over my beautiful white bedspread.
But if you blow on it instead of wiping it.
Wipe it.
You blew on it.
Sat there for like 5 minutes without touching it.
And cried?
And then was upset because I knew that it would wipe and look awful. But by the time I wiped, it had been hardened.
Wait, are you talking about weed or?
Weed.
Like ash.
Wiping your ass. She's like, by the time I wiped.
That's not bad. So with ash, don't ever wipe it. Just blow it off.
I knew because I had a vision of it just going.
A vision. You had a vision.
But I guess I kind of shook it off once it was hard. So
good. I have a bone to pick.
Decaf.
Oh,
it smells so good.
I just wanted a little.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick with weed. It's messy.
It's so messy.
Every day I wake up, I'm like, I live in a frat house. No. There's like accoutrements. There's dust everywhere.
My room smells like shit when I smoke weed in it, and there's like no ventilation.
That's because you don't open your window.
I don't.
Why would we?
Because there's a Dunkin' outside. I don't want to see that shit. My personal time.
Why you hate Indian people? And so what's the song for the avoidance? What? You said something about Jews last week. I thought we were opening the door.
I said Asian. And then you Asian also
go to any Dunkin'. Go to any Dunkin', motherfucker.
I can't just be accused of racism constantly.
Yeah, but I said something about Asian.
I was trying
Asian.
To take the heat off of you.
But I said something Thank about you. Asian and you literally yelled at me.
But you put it back on me.
How?
You hate Indian people.
But I was the one who said it. Okay. You know what I mean? If you don't react.
Oh, okay. I didn't react.
The number of times I've been in a podcast where a man says like multiple, all the slurs and I just sit there. I'm like, you can't say anything if I don't say anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't. I okay.
But why did I say something about Asians and you jumped down my throat?
Because I'm a hypocrite. Throat?
Neck?
Back? No. My neck.
My back.
My pussy and my crack cocaine. Okay.
Avoidance songs?
And what's the avoidance songs? Anything by Bad Bunny, probably, because Ashlyn's avoidant.
We have Beyonce, Irreplaceable.
Oh.
That song slaps.
Yep.
Chris
to
Brown.
The left, to the left.
But that sounds more secure to me, though.
Is secure good?
Yeah. You want to be secure.
So here's the thing. Okay. But the reason why
if you're anxious or avoidant and you get with a secure person, you can become more secure. So if you're not secure, don't put pressure on yourself. Just aim to date secure people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. Because sometimes you can't change it, but you shouldn't. If you're anxious, you shouldn't date an avoidant. And too anxious, it's gonna blow up.
But I didn't think I'm avoidant. But then I read the list, and I had to give myself something. And I said the list I resonate with the most is the avoidant one. That's the one that has all the bops. So I said, I guess I'm avoidant.
That's also what it was saying. It's like increasingly over time, the songs and lyrics have become more. Avoidant.
Yeah.
Because
they're more like, I love myself. Ugh.
Right.
I don't need anybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, Haley Steinfeld.
But also there is a downside to that because then there are songs that it's like I'm so alone and isolated and you know.
What were the other ones?
Unavoidant.
Mm-hmm. They were all bops.
TLC, Scrubs.
Mm-hmm. Scrub is a good.
Mm-hmm. I think that's secure.
That's secure. Like they're just mad that women are just like, no, I don't want to date a scrub.
Yeah, exactly.
You're replaceable too. You're like, yeah. She get your shit.
She's like, to the left,
everything
to the left.
Everything you own in the box. Bye.
Bye.
NSYNC, it's my house. Bye, bye, bye.
NSYNC, bye, bye, bye. How is that avoided?
Bye, bye, bye.
Because they're like not even getting into they're not even opening themselves up anyway.
And the lyrics to bye, bye, bye are, you may hate me, but that's secure to be like bye to a...
That's why I called myself avoidant.
Avoidant is like you realize it's getting too quick and then you pull away and you look like an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Avoidant is like we're going and then you're like fuck. I got a space for a few days and I can't even.
Yeah.
They're more.
Avoidant is like I'm a bad guy.
No, that's pedophile. But
that's speaking of pedophile,
what'd you say, Caroline?
Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Okay.
That was avoidant. The kid is not my son.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Not acknowledging you.
Yeah.
Just totally, you know, gaslighting.
It's not my son. I have 13. So you know I am not the one.
Look at dance on the floor. On the ground.
Okay.
When the red team wins.
And what else? Because I'll be cheating.
Oh, Rihanna, Take a Bow. Chris Brown.
Tell me why I'm so late.
The Weeknd, The Hills. The Weeknd has two songs.
Is that the one that's like?
Yeah.
Is that the deep end? Is that The Hills or is that something else?
I knew it. I had it in my head before that.
Oh.
It's. And you say, ooh, I like the way
No, that's Blinded by the Lights.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's... Dun, dun, wait, what's the... Dun, what's, dun, dun. Sometimes you forget about the weekend and you pull some...
I can't
hear some pops.
Here, wait.
You do have to be honest.
Wait, right? What's the song in the hills?
Yeah, play that. I thought it was...
I wanna fuck you in the dark. At...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know the song.
I had perfect pitch on that sound effect.
No. Oh, I know. Yeah. Song.
Thank you, Ben Sounds, for sponsoring this.
I'm
sound.
Just trying to get you. I'm happy.
We love Ben.
Because you look even better with the lights on.
Man, I don't understand how this is avoidant.
You know what song I like?
It's all bops.
Tell me something I need to know. And take it.
Ariana.
Ariana, what are you doing here?
Love Ariana.
Love. Okay.
Every Ariana song is secure.
Any more topics before we go into our Let's Sinky Sinky?
Was there a secure category?
We got a 10-year-old got a tattoo.
Yeah, and the nurse reported him to the police because he had to go to the nurse for something.
Yeah, he wanted Vaseline for the tattoo.
And the nurse called the cops.
He's so smart.
I know.
Why?
What was the tattoo?
Supposed to put Vaseline on the tattoo.
I know. And then he called the cops.
But he's
for
so
a tattoo. Mm-hmm. Although the youngins are getting tatted.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to call the cops.
I'm screaming, sorry.
No. You have to call the cops.
I don't know. I would call his mom and be like, I'm probably
obnoxious.
I don't know if I would call the cops.
Obnoxious.
That's a hard one.
That's
what
a
was
hard
the
one.
Tattoo of?
I would tell the mom.
Did he ask?
It was a name, I think. I
his
forget.
Mom's name?
I forget. I think it was his brother's
no
name or something.
Than when you're like doing an ear piercing on a Puerto Rican baby.
It's pretty different. It's pretty different.
Dude.
Well, then don't whisper a funny joke in my ear.
No, sorry.
That's problematic.
I'm just saying. If the kid knows to get Vaseline, the parents know about the tattoo, right?
Well, the mom let him.
Yeah, the mom. Yeah.
So, what? But you can get a tattoo. I don't know how tattoos work.
I thought you had to be like 16.
Oh,
I think in New York State there's a law, but there's no federal law.
That shit stretches out.
It probably is going to stay on your skin forever.
And it goes like this.
But the mom got arrested, right?
Because his skin's going to stretch, right?
Yeah, he's going to grow.
But I think she had to do community service or something. But like,
I have a stupid question.
It's still like,
what?
Does our skin stretch from kid to adult, or does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like apparently, your eyeballs.
Skin, original skin. That's a good
original skin. Instead of original
apparently,
skin.
Your eyeballs.
It's all about skincare.
Never
Stuart,
are the
good
same.
Podcast, original skin.
Ooh.
And it's all about skincare.
Ooh.
But none Love of you it. Could do it.
No, I'm selling the idea
I'm bad
to someone
at, I'm
who
bad
listen.
At skincare,
I'm literally like, I don't know Vaseline.
She can't
so
do
bad
it.
I'm bad
Vaseline
about
for your
skincare.
Tattoo. But someone who does it should do it.
Caroline could do it. Caroline has great skin.
So, your body, your skin stretches and you're just so much more like, that's why when you're a kid and you fall down and you break your arm, it can heal. Like,
because your skin's ready to stretch.
Yeah,
but my question is, do we have one skin and it stretches or?
Yeah, it just
it
stretches.
Grows. It's
it grows.
An organ.
Really?
It's an organ.
I think
the
cell is eventually replaced.
So when you go like, so that's when we get stretch marks is because we go beyond what we were supposed to maybe.
Kind
is that
of,
how it works?
Yeah. Or no, you do it too fast.
No, it's because you're turning.
Too fast?
No, it's because you're turning into a tiger.
You're fucking stupid. These are my tiger stripes.
It's like too
I'm
fast.
A proud mama.
I'm a mama tiger.
Mama bear.
Mama bear.
But apparently our eyeballs are always the same. Which
ew, stop. Wait, it was this size when I was a baby?
That's what they say.
Ew.
Wait, that makes
you
sense.
Google that?
I can see
that
because kids have big ass eyes. They look like aliens. All
they
have
do.
Is like,
I heard that, but I don't know if that's true.
What about penis?
During the first 2 years of your life, they get bigger. Then during puberty, they go through another growth spurt when you're in their
eyes.
Yeah, they'd be growing.
Okay, they're growing.
Yeah.
Sorry, someone told me that.
Not middle age, though.
Okay.
What?
In middle age, your eyes stop growing.
I thought you said middle Asia.
That's what I thought.
I was like, what are you going to say about eyes?
Canceled.
What are you going to say about eyes? Come on. I can see it coming.
Same thing.
I can see it coming.
You guys are on. Don't project your.
Yeah, don't project that on.
Fucking
it sounded
Caroline.
Like that.
What am I, Chappelle on SNL?
Yeah.
I didn't watch.
Dude,
I have not been watching anything.
Yeah.
I heard it was good. I'm going to watch it, actually.
I'm on my TikTok
watch.
Grind.
His monologue
days.
Was. His
Manalag
sounds like when you check for a yeast infection.
His mammogram.
Don't take Manalag if you're worried about unintended pregnancies. Manalag. For those who leak. leak after he comes in you.
For those who leak on the go.
You ever get cum coming out of you 3 days later? No? Okay. All right. Let's do our... Let's sync up.
I had to look at Stuart for that one.
I know.
Wait, we have that lady with the arm, with the nose on her arm.
Yeah, nose arm.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it up.
That freaked me out. I didn't like
she
that.
She grew a nose out of...
out of what?
Like bio. They 3D printed it out of like biomaterial. And then when it was ready, they just grafted it on. I've heard of this before, but I just.
Where? They did this in France.
In France, they did it. But I feel like I've seen like something.
Was she missing a dick on
his arm? So you just have to go to work with a nose on your arm?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would put a sleeve on.
And they're
on
like,
it.
Lauren, can you smell this? And you got to go, like Spider-Man. You just go,
wait, that's insane.
Wait, yeah. Let me blow my nose,
I think it was
guys.
Purely cosmetic, but yeah. I'm so congested.
Yeah. You just plug your nose.
You
peg right
it. And then your arm gets dementia.
You're snoring on your arm.
You're picking your nose.
You're snoring on your arm.
Can you do
arm?
Cocaine with it?
Yeah. You're just like.
That'd funny. Be fleek.
That'd be fleek.
That would be.
Because then you could see it and clean it.
You could clean
and there's
it.
No white.
No boogers.
Or no cocaine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay.
Cocaine yeah. Boogers.
That was hilarious.
Wow. Sorry I missed that. I had a business text to send.
What was it? Can I read it?
It was to my manager, Texter Scott.
The way he has been swinging his dick lately.
What do you mean?
Like getting shit done. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, you fucking go, Texter.
Every day I'm like,
swinging his dick.
Come on, my face.
That's an HR issue.
Daddy, cut this out. Actually, leave it. I feel like everything that I tell Michael to cut out, it just stays in. And he's behind the keyboard, like I couldn't understand what you meant. Liacal motherfucker.
You always do that to me. You go, cut it out. Actually, leave it in. I don't know. We'll see.
At this point, it's Libra. Like if he's a running character now, Texter.
Texter.
Texter Scott.
He's like
okay.
Charlie's Angel.
What are we syncing up about?
Tattoos.
My radiator has
been
on fire today.
It has been on fire. Oh, I am hot.
I'm like, do we need three for one person? I walked into the apartment and felt like I ripped my clothes off.
You are lucky though, because my apartment
star,
is freezing.
But I cry. I'd rather have this than
the freezing.
Yeah, freezing is hard.
I
to
promise.
Deal with. You're just like, I can't even move.
I couldn't even move today.
It hurts
like,
your bones.
Yeah.
This is good because you can just take off your clothes. Like it's
yeah, I know.
It's
on play Nelly.
And watch White Lotus.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's an interesting combo.
I have the windows open at night with all the lights on. I just lounge here and let people come up and take a peek. I got a ringmaster. He's like, step up and see the naked lady sprawled over a velvet green couch. Would you ever see a pair of knockers like that? 50 cents to touch them. I'm really high. Okay, so what are we doing? Tattoos? I don't have any.
Do you guys have any?
I don't have any.
Don't you have some?
Uh-huh.
She has some.
It never like crossed my mind and I'm like... It's too late. I can't even stick to like one.
I know.
I have one.
I don't like.
You do?
I have a Sour Patch on my ass.
Do you really?
No.
You just said you did. You can't take it back. And
that's
do a joke.
Cute. Yeah. I like that though.
That's cute. I would get that actually.
I would get a
we
little.
We should get it together.
Yeah.
I like I would food
get that.
On
I'm gonna
the
get like a picture. I'm gonna get the Rolling Stones logo over my pussy slit.
I'm gonna get that right here on my titty.
But I'm gonna
like
have,
Janice
I'm gonna...
Soprano, but they had to have the off-brand one because they couldn't use the logo.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to do a tattoo on my pussy. And then that's the only place I'm going to leave hair. And it's going to be a mound of like a shape. And which I don't know what the shape should be. Maybe
like a
maybe
peach
a yin yang. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. And it's like orange and green underneath, but the hair is like in, but not enough to cover the whole thing. But it's like art.
It's
everything else
fuzzy.
Around it is crisp. Everything else around it is crisp.
And it's
fuzzy
peach.
A fuzzy peach on your fucking pussy? I didn't even think of that. You're a genius. Okay, sorry, I'm slow. A fuzzy peach on your pussy?
You would use like your pubes as like the peach fuzz?
Okay, this girl's
down. What would a guy say?
He'd like it.
He would like it.
And
it's
everything
for some
else
weird
is
way.
Bare. Everything else is bare.
Because it's really fucking confident.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And you would like it.
You think so? I think people would get weirded out.
But
at this point, I'm like, I need something to make a moment down there. Because right now, it's a little bit anticlimactic in terms of the hair situation.
And there's no climaxing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Anti-climaxing.
Okay, I'm getting a fuzzy peach on my...
Love okay. it.
How big should it be?
San Antonio, let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm explaining it to the guy. It should be He's like this. Sure? I'm like, yeah. No, but.
Let's do yes. it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How big? Okay. I was thinking
a little baby.
I was thinking like.
That's your whole pussy. Is.
Your whole body. Girl. Pelvis.
I'm joking. You guys. Does anyone know how to laugh anymore?
You grow one on your arm.
Nobody wants to laugh.
Grow one on your arm.
Nobody wants to laugh anymore.
Nobody wants to laugh. No. Nobody wants to talk about 9/11.
No, 9/11. That audio will never get old.
I literally said it four times.
No.
What was that? Was that a misunderstanding? No, I know it was Mariah, but what?
We don't know what it was.
We never know.
I think she glitched.
Well, I know a guy. I know a guy who worked on a video shoot of his, and they said she has a carafe of white and a carafe of red on each side of her body.
Wine?
Yeah. And she has a handler re-pouring it in her. So I think she has a high tolerance and sometimes it's just wine drunk.
That's hilarious.
Like, can do her job. But she can do her job.
That is
like,
my goal.
Yeah. But she's totally functional. Like, she can do all the... But sometimes things will slip, I think. That's my theory. When I sell it, and she was like, oh, shit. Stay cool. Like, when you're in a blackout and you're like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You're like, eh, da-da.
And everybody's like, what? And you're like, oh.
We belong together.
On each side of her?
That's what he said.
White and red? Like, mix and match?
One on each side, yeah.
One on each side. Like, so there's a white one, there's a red one.
I'll have to have him call in anonymously to clarify.
I need to know, because I've never known anyone that drinks both.
Right. White.
That's a game. That's a game changer.
Wow. I like both. I'm goals.
Right. Goals.
Think about it.
Matter of fact, put on your right hand and listen before you fuck with little skateboard.
No. You want to talk about a red and a white giraffe on each side of you.
We're both saying different things, and you guys can try to remember that Tonight Show where the two guys did sets at the same time. One of them was Rory Scoville.
Oh, that's funny.
Rory Scoville and someone. Watch it sometime. Okay, what's next? Okay, that's our tattoo story. I don't think I'll ever get one. I'm open to an impulsive one.
You should get the peach one.
Like, if I'm in Vegas.
That's the problem with tattoos, is like, an impulsive one is, if you think about it, you don't want one.
That's the thing.
So they are impulsive, and then that's why you regret them.
Yeah.
But they're only cool if they're impulsive. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a hard to say.
Now we're just philosophizing.
Did you do stick and poke?
Yeah.
Philosophize.
Oh, my mom finally, she's like, what is that? I'm like, it's literally so embarrassing. She didn't care.
Caroline, you're never going to be able to get a
where
job.
Where is it?
I know. It's in the middle of my fingers.
That's okay, because she's just toes. A little bad.
It was so non-committal. I'm like, you said you're not going
to be able to. My mom would never notice that.
I know.
So you have the stick and pokes.
Yeah, I kind of like finger tattoos. My friend, my roommate said she wants to get one of those like that go away in a year.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun. I would.
But I like don't believe they go away.
I would commit,
away.
Though.
I haven't even heard of those.
I don't.
It's called ephemeral or something.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
I want to get a face tat.
Okay. You should. You should get Bad Bunny's tattoos.
No, I should get like the BX for you.
That'd be hot.
Oh, I'm gonna get I'm gonna get one teardrop, and then they say, "What'd you do?" I said, "I murdered that pussy." One time for the hoes.
I saw that coming from 3 miles away.
I know you did. I'm a hack. Do you guys see me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You should get a hack put, tattooed on your crack.
No, you should get hack on your knuckles.
That's funny.
Oh, that's cool.
That's funny.
That's actually really funny.
So that you stay funny. Humble.
That's funny. Let's pretend it was impulsive when we get it.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Knuckle tattoos are funny.
They are. I want to get a face.
Actually, like
BX right
here.
Itch could be funny, but that's aggressive.
Yeah.
Hack is funny.
Hacks. Okay. Stuart, you have any speed dating?
Oh yeah. Okay. It's from a friend of the pod.
Texter?
No.
Okay. Texter.
Basically, the friend of the pod is trying to go on dating apps. This is for a lesbian question. She's going on the dating apps.
Shut up, sex with
listen.
Me.
She wants her profile to be not you telling her to listen.
Shoot, I did just bring it up now, didn't I?
Oh, shit.
And I did plan on getting more teardrop tattoos. I'm going to say that wasn't going to be the first one.
Oh, shit. Roasted. Basically, her dating profile, she said, doesn't look lesbian enough, she thinks. And all the girls on that respond to her are only responding about her, like, clothes or her glasses. Like, the people will be like, love your glasses. And she's like, no, I want you to, like,
love my slide pussy.
In. Agreed. I did have a photo of me in a cowboy hat one, and I got a lot of messages that were like, that hat is, and I'm like, I'm deleting. I deleted the photo.
So, okay, we'll discuss.
You have to have more general, okay. Like, here's who I am, nothing.
Yeah. We'll discuss yeah. on the page.
Okay. You are more than the props.
Next.
Okay, next.
But the hat, I agree with this. Take off the photo of the glasses.
Okay.
Get a new photo.
What if she
or make it your last photo. I'm screaming. Yeah. Not the Carmex coming in and giving me fucking flashbacks.
Carmex is so retro.
Carmex LaGala.
Should we do our
Carmex San Diego
segment?
Yes.
That
reminds me.
All right.
Yep. Okay. This.
What's that? What's our recording time at?
We're on an hour. We're
on a 104.
Okay. Oh, let's go to the Patreon.
Okay.
Where can we find you guys?
You can find me getting tattooed on my butthole.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get an eye on my butthole.
Ooh, the evil eye.
Like this. Looking at you.
And you looking at me. You can find me. You can find me growing a nose on my knee.
You can find me snorting coke with that nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kidding. Doing a scoop right up.
Dying after.
Okay. See you guys next week.